This piece was brought to you by the International Culinary Center, culinarycenter.com, heritageradionetwork.org.
Business.
But you have to understand, you're talking to somebody that remembers when the fax machine was a really big deal in business. We were like doing the happy dance, okay?
So now everything that we do, obviously, is so highly technical. We've often used the very first technology as FarmAid has moved through the music business.
We're making progress. We're not stuck. We're going forward with the help of technology. Yes, we are finding new markets. We are expanding the market. We are growing the market. We are building a new industry. So there's no stopping us.
Technology is so integrated into our lives these days that we never really think about it anymore. Smartphones, computers, e-readers, tablets. We use tech to do everything in our lives. We might order food with apps on our phones or stare at food porn on Instagram. But food and technology aren't as synergistic as they could be. At Hack Dining, that began to change. From June 27th to 29th, Applegate Farms, Chipotle, Google, the Batali and Bastianich Hospitality Group, Studio Industries, and Food Tech Connect got together to work on innovative food solutions through Hack Dining, a food-focused hackathon at General Assembly in New York City. That quote you heard, that was from the culinary director and associate director of FarmAid, an organization that has been holding concerts to support small family farms for nearly 30 years. Sonia Dagovitz and Glenda Yoder may have been working to change the food system since before most of the young entrepreneurs, code monkeys, food industry execs, high school students, and design nerds at Hack Dining even sent their first email. But that didn't make the duo any less excited for the event. From the moment you opened the door, you could feel a palpable energy. There wasn't a person there using their phone to avoid socializing. Instead, everyone had them out to exchange contact info. People drank cocktails made from insects and ate feasts full of sustainable vegetables. The room burst with curiosity. Even if you were just standing around holding a clunky, gray, almost Star Trek-esque recorder, someone was bound to come up and start asking questions.
Yeah.
It's a recorder.
It's a recorder.
It's so techy in this room. I was like, that must be something.
It's so high tech. Yeah, no, it's pretty weird to be like everybody is on their smartphones.
Really, yeah, that's a good point.
My biggest smartphone of all time.
Oh, it is. That's so cool. What do you guys do?
Reed Finley's a sustainability architect for Chipotle. And as you can tell, he and everyone else around him were talking their tongues off the first night of this food hackathon. Usually, hackathons are intense code fests where people build software as fast as they can for a company or just for fun. And while Hack Dining certainly followed that model, it differed significantly from most other hackathons. While many hackathons are purely educational or social events, this was all about, quote, creating real solutions, not just nifty apps, end quote. But beyond that,
a food hackathon is unlike a lot of other hackathons because food is so complex, it's so intertwined with all these other things, and you really have to maintain a really strong mindfulness to, like, the people involved and the systems involved.
That was Mike Lee, the CEO of Studio Industries, who facilitated the initial breakout session for Applegate's challenge. He and his team were at the hackathon to help streamline the development process and create solutions that could be used to change the food industry by the end of the weekend. By day two, the teams were raring to go. There were four breakout sessions, each working on a challenge posed by one of the four main sponsors. We followed meat company Applegate Farms, whose team wanted to figure out how new technology can be used to allow customers to tell food service establishments what they need. They spend the morning mapping out how a consumer moves through the experience of a stadium. From getting out of their car, to the tailgate, to buying a hot dog, to going home with a stomachache. And once they had broken that process up into its smallest parts, they hit the ground running. Right after lunch, an atmosphere that had been loud and almost party-like took on an air of seriousness as people began to hack in earnest. Gina Esudagon, Applegate's communications director, was delighted by the amount of progress they had already made. The wheels were spinning in her head.
One thing that I feel strongly about is, like, the Shake Shacks of the world, the Chipotles of the world.
have raised people's standards for what even a basic burger and fries is, or what a taco is, or what a burrito means. They want fresh and they want high quality. Like, that's the standard. I think food service has not really caught up with it. They don't understand. I mean, they're still working from this old school model. I mean, we had a group of kids from the University of Pennsylvania actually call the salesperson that handles food service at Applegate and say, hey, we're really interested in your products.
Yeah.
We want you to come down here and we will introduce you to our food service director and see if there's something that, you know, you guys can do together.
Yeah.
You know, the people that I was just talking to over here that are working on our challenge,
yeah,
that's exactly what they're looking for. They want to look at the meal plans and they want to have like a Yelp type app.
And as it happened, the next people we interviewed were working on that very project, an app they called Rumble. Mackenzie Barth and Sarah Adler were working furiously with their silent companion, Yaniv, whose computer screen lit up with ever-changing lines of code, and only did a short interview because they wanted to get right back to work. Sarah and Mackenzie run an online network of student-run college food magazines called Spoon University. So Sarah was ready with an answer when asked about what she wanted to accomplish with Rumble.
We want to empower college students to like close the feedback loop with dining halls because there isn't really much of a feedback loop at all in those circumstances. So we can get students to post photos and share ideas of how to improve their situations and give feedback in a way that food service companies might actually use. And then as part of our app, we'd also have an administrative backend so that food service companies could log in and access a dashboard that would show them actionable insights based on the reviews that the students would leave.
On day three, their team won the Applegate Challenge, beating out two other finalists and taking home a large assortment of prizes. But while Hack Dining was technically a competition and was judged by big names from the New York food scene like Wiley Dufresne and Heritage Radio's own Dorothy Cann Hamilton and Dave Arnold, that wasn't really the point. The point was the work. While only four small teams out of the 200 participants actually took home prizes, no one seemed particularly disappointed with the outcome of the hackathon, because winning wasn't the point. The work was. Glenda and Sonia from Farm Aid had never been to a hackathon before, and when we talked to them on day three, they were amazed by how far the work had come in such a short time.
Well, this is interesting to me because I think I might be one of the oldest people here for sure. I'm probably one of the few grandmas in the room. So from the minute I walked in here, I had no idea what to expect. I enjoy the energy. I think the process is excellent. I think if any of these things get solved, it helps everything. And I think it's going really well. I mean, people are just engaged. And they're here. They're working hard. I've never seen anything like it, frankly, and I love it.
Like Sonia, I didn't know what to expect, but I really love the energy, too. And it's been a real privilege to be here with our family farmer mission. And so I'm eager for the next hack to tackle that one. How do we do that?
Well, considering how successful Hack Dining was, the next one should be coming right up. So maybe we'll find out. This is Elizabeth Sachs reporting for HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
Heritage Radio Network is a member-supported nonprofit organization broadcasting over 30 live shows a week. To learn more and donate, visit our website or connect with us on iTunes, Stitcher, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, and Instagram for more. Thanks for listening.